T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And back on Total Information AM, are you a Steak and Shake fan? So many of us are, and as has been pretty well reported, they have been closing a few at a time all over the country. We're now at the point here in St. Louis where more than 20 of 43 stores have shut down, and a near distraught Kevin Killeen from KMOX News joins me now.
I love Steak and Shake.
Well, Kevin,
there's so many memories, and it's good food.
Yeah, it is good food. Now, you went in search of what was going on, basically. Tell me your story. You went down to the River de Pere and Gravel.
I went down, drove my Chevy to the levee, and the Steak and Shake was dry. This was the Steak and Shake that sits on the corner of Gravois and River de Pere. It's always busy. It's the one where the guy plays the guitar and asks for money. I've never actually eaten there, but it's always busy. And that's the thing. The ones that are closing lately, they seem like they aren't hurting for customers. So when I drove by there recently, it was the end of the world. The parking lot was empty. The shades were down. I thought, by golly, I'm going to get some Steak and Shake memorabilia. I'm going to be American Pickers. So I pulled my KMOX news truck over by the dumpster. I wasn't going to break into the building. But if they threw it away, I thought it's fair game. What I wanted is one of those posters that you see that has the bellhop and the old tail fin cars and the kids with the malts and the straws in their mouth. I thought that would look great in my man cave. So I go back into the dumpster area. It's an enclosed cinder block area with an open top and two green metal dumpsters in there. And there on the floor, I see a whole row of those white Steak and Shake caps they'd give to the children so they'd behave. And then the styrofoam to-go cups. But I'm looking around. I'm saying, where's the posters? And I see this shoe on the ground and a sock and a blue jean and a leg and a crotch and a torso and a head and a pair of eyes looking up at me. There's somebody there back in the dumpsters looking at me from the ground.
Living in the dumpster.
Yeah, and it was a woman, and I looked next to her, and there's a man with tattoos all over his face. I thought, these people are like Steak and Shake. They're barely making it, and they're living in the dumpster area. They were very nice, though. They wanted to know. I felt like I was intruding on their living room. I said, don't mind me. I'm just looking for something for my man cave. And they said, have you got any money you can give us? I said, no.
This speaks to two different things. This speaks to, obviously, the Steak and Shake thing, which was what started this search. But the homelessness problem in our city as well. I mean, the thought of, in this day and age, in the United States of America, that people are living in a trash dumpster is... parts heartbreaking, baffling.
And they kind of go hand in hand. Who would think Steak and Shake, the symbol of our 1950s prosperity and the car hop era, would ever fail? And who would think you'd see homeless people, in a suburban area that used to be down by the wharf and the riverfront, and they've moved out into the suburbs and everywhere now?
It's a strange thing. As for the Steak and Shake portion of the story.
Yes.
Signs up on most of these stores saying they're looking for franchise owners. What we're hearing is, what's been reported, and this has been parsing out a little bit at a time, but they are looking for franchisees to take over company stores. And it sounds basically like if they don't find a franchisee, they're just going to lock it and leave it locked. And is that kind of what you gathered was going on at this location?
I couldn't tell. You can't gather much by looking in a dumpster. And I didn't even gather anything from the dumpster. But the sign did say we're looking for franchisees, and it offers them a tremendous bonus. But it sort of looks like the desperate plea of a sinking ship. And the Indianapolis Business Journal was reporting that Steak and Shake is on the ropes nationwide, which is it's a sad thing. It's way above McDonald's and Burger King and White Castle. It's a place where you can kind of feel like you're sitting down and you're having the old American diner experience that Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde would have, and people who ate, mom and pops during the Depression.
What do you think? What are the odds? We're just guessing here at this point, but do you have any hope that they're going to survive this?
Hopefully. David Letterman likes Steak and Shake, and a lot of people, other people, he's from Indiana, do, that maybe somebody, investors will say, okay, we can't let Steak and Shake go under, just like we can't let Chrysler go under. Somebody's going to have to bail out Steak and Shake.
Too tasty to fail.
For love of America, yes. Too tasty to fail.
Have you considered buying a Steak and Shake franchise?
You know, I did think of it for like 10 seconds, but I thought that's a young man's game. That's more demanding than radio. I couldn't be on my feet for 15 hours.
Kevin,
they'd find me on the floor by the malt maker.
Kevin Killeen sticking to his day job. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.